Well, good afternoon, everybody, out there in YouTube land. Hope you're all doing well. And hope you can hear my fabulous, wonderful echo here from the echo chamber deep behind enemy lines in my secret bunker here. Thought I'd come to you and talk to you a little bit about DC Comics, not Marvel Comics, but DC Comics and their plunge into more Sodomiteville, or Sodville, however you choose. And also just to talk a little bit about the behavioral modification, mind control aspects of all of it, because that's really what it is. It is planned. It has been. It has been leading up to that. They drop a little bit of at a time. It's like when you poison people, you can give them little bits of strychnine at a time, and you can control them with it. Well, that's kind of what they're doing with Superman. And they did it with Batman. It was actually Robin they did it with, but same thing. They did it with him, and they're going to do it with more. It's exactly what they're going to do. It is mind control. It is behavioral modification. I talked about this. If you want to know more about that, go back and listen to my Hollywood series on mind control, behavioral sciences or psychology, those things, because that's really what explains it more and more to you. That will give you more in-depth of the science behind it. You can listen to my new broadcast I did on COVID-19 and A Brave New World, Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, over on sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley. It is the latest broadcast that I did. I do not put it on YouTube because it gets kicked out immediately. So I put it over there. You can also, that's right, Elijah Morgan, you can listen to my series on Superman or Man of Steel, Man of Sin. You can listen to that. That goes way back from years ago, and listen to that. That'll cover that. You can listen to my sermons on superheroes and why I preach against superheroes and why no Christian ought to watch superhero movies and support superheroes in comic books or anything else. It is the low of low, the debauching of society, the most wicked, vile, disgusting things like Disney that's out there. You could listen to my Disney series if you want information on Disney and to find out the real God of Disney, Magic Kingdom or the Kingdom of God. You can listen to that. That will help you to understand some of these issues. So when you hear me ranting about this, I just want you to understand that it's not without research. It's not without a lot of research that went into this over the years to talk about these things, okay? So anyway, understand that. I wonder if I can raise this up a little bit. Let's see if I can. There, that's a little better. Okay, so it isn't without some of those things, okay, or many of those things in teaching you and helping you to understand those issues at hand, okay? So I just wanted you to understand that because a lot of times, I wonder if it would look better if I turned it this way. Let's see. Too much light that way. Let's see. How about this way? That's a little better angle, I think. Let's see here. Let's change the angle a bit. Move my stuff around here. Hang on a second. Remember, I'm not a professional. I'm an actual preacher. I'm not a professional. I'm an actual preacher. So what does that mean? It means that I'm not a professional. Anyway, that's a little better. All right, so I like that better. Now, the issue at hand, this Superman, this man of steel, man of sin, right? We understand the spiritual implications of that. Hello from Australia. I'm sorry what you folks are going through over there in Australia, man. Man, you folks are really getting pounded over there. Go listen to my sermon on COVID-19, my series. I have an entire COVID-19 series that is banned from YouTube. Banned from YouTube, right? Yo, Carl Winters. Anyway, so, but what you can do is listen to that, and that will help you to understand exactly what...
Let's see if I can lift this up a little bit more. I will eventually have a really cool setup here, but I don't have it set up yet. So you just got to bear with me as I go through all this fun stuff, okay? You got to give me a chance. But I'll get it set up. It'll be fun. It'll be great. What do I have over there? An aquarium? No, it's kids' toys. Okay. Anyway. But live from the bunker, that's right. Anyway, and you can see my huge hoist and metal bar, man. That thing is humongous, man. You bet it is. Anyway, that's actually for hanging deer on. When I shoot those deer, and actually I have a hoist in the other part of the building. This is a really big building. Praise God. Anyway, all right. So go listen to those series. I mention them because somebody's going to come on and they're going to be like, oh, Pastor, what are you talking about? So you'll see exactly what I'm talking about, right? You'll understand. You'll understand it, all right? So this is what I'm talking about. Isn't that blue door cool? I love that. That's a garage door. It's a side door that completely opens up. And it is so cool. I love it. It's like my trap door. Anyway, all right. Sorry, I get distracted easy. But some people will be on this, they'll be like, can you like stop doing that and like get your script out and be like scripted? Like all my other YouTube video guys that live in their mom's basement that have a good time down there and make videos and they script everything out completely. And they're just like information, downloaded information stuff, and they just download it to me. And then I can move on to something else with my life. I mean, do you really have to have a personality and actually like talk about extra things and like kind of ramble on and rant on and all that stuff? I mean, do you have to? Yeah, I do. I really do. And I'm gonna. And the best part about it is you don't have to stick around if you don't want to. You can take off. Anyway. All right. So those things, those videos, find them, find all of them. Right? And listen to them. Listen to the Hollywood series. Listen to the COVID-19 series. I want you to listen to the COVID-19 series. I know I keep bringing that up, but I got to plug that stuff because YouTube just sinks it right away. Right? Pornography series. That's right. I hope that helps some people out there. Man, I hope it does. That's what I preached it for. I hope it does. I've seen men fall to that, and it's not pretty. And any one of us could if it's not for the grace of Almighty God. All right. Superman. What'd they do? They made a comic book, The Son of Superman. And this is supposed to be Clark Kent and Lois Lane's son. And he's bisexual. Katie Dickinson, how are you? And he's bisexual now. So what did they do? They took the image of the all-American Superman, turned him into a raven commie, basically. And then they turned him into a sod, right? So they can modify the behavior of so many people by teaching them that that lifestyle is okay. Okay? That's what they're doing. Hollywood's been doing it for years. I preached on it in 2013, the first time I preached on it. Right? That's what they were doing. And that's what they're doing with this. Now, Superman was never good. Always a false god, a serpent on his chest. The S was a serpent on his chest. Okay? He was the man of sin. Man of steel, man of sin. He is the Antichrist. He was made by some Kabbalistic Jews. Right? He is that. He is Nietzsche's Uberman. He is that Superman. Okay? Go back and listen to Man of Steel, Man of Sin, then you'll figure it out. Okay? So, I just want you to understand that. That's what he is. That's who he is. I mean, he's in tights. He hung around a half-naked woman all the time. Wonder Woman. Taught Kabbalistic teachings, Krypton, crypto, all of those things. Secret. Right? All of those things. Satanic to the core. A different spirit teaching they are the gods. The sun gives him his power. Right? All those things. That's right. He did take an oath to the devil in that one comic. That's right. Kal-El, all those things. You look all that up and then you find out the answers of what these people are. But why do this? Because slowly what they do is change the character and entertain you and fill your mind up with garbage. Fill your mind up with propaganda. Fill your mind up with sin. Fill your mind up with entertainment. And they, through that entertainment, they drop in all those sinful things and they modify and change the culture with it. That's what they did. That's exactly what they did with it. And that's what they're doing right now. They did it way back. Originally, it was Superman. They did it with all of the, the extramarital affairs and all those other things that went along with that. Comic books are wicked anyway. Comic books are full of sex, drugs, and rock and roll, filled with fornication, filled with witchcraft, filled with all those things. Comic books are wicked, man. And the Comic Book Society, Comic-Con, those events. You go back and look at my videos back in 2014, I think it was, when I preached outside of Comic-Con. That might have been 13. But in 2013 or 14, I preached outside of Comic-Con, and the guy was literally in character. Shield members cannot be recorded. I mean, it was really weird. It was a weird conversation. Guy said he was a Christian. I explained him the things about the scriptures. It was really weird, man. The conversations is so goofy. These people like stayed in character the whole time. It was really something. But that was a long time ago. It was 7 years ago, probably 7-8 years ago that I did that. Like to preach outside of those events and talk to those people, but they think it's all fun and games. It's all a joke. It's not real. It's not a big deal, but it is a big deal. And why are they coming out with all these now? Well, they're doing it, number one, for money. It's always about the money. It's always about making more money. Number two, it's to shape the culture. It's to shape the people. They started using homosexuality was used as a tool. Mind controllers have used it since way back to drop that lifestyle upon people. They use laughter and humor to do it. They use, by the way, they would use, we talked about this yesterday, Huxley's Brave New World, where Huxley talked about how the behavior modification people, the mind control people, the scientists would use Hollywood and entertainment to detain people's minds and get them off of sobriety and get them off of what real life is. See, so nobody wants to live real life today, right? They don't want to live it. They want to live in some kind of a quasi-fake life. They don't want to live a real life where real challenges come up, where you got to live for God every day, or where you got to pay your bills, you got to work hard, you got to raise your children, you got to live life for Christ. You know, Christians don't want to do that. Christians want to be entertained to death now. They want to go to church and they want to be entertained. Well, Satan is going to use that entertainment, right? Satan's going to use that entertainment to seduce your mind. He used it to make people first laugh at homosexuality. Then they embraced it. Now it's like mainstream. Now Superman and Batman and all these other characters are bisexuals. Now it's not only homosexuals, it's the confusion. What is that? Baphomet. Baphomet is their god. It's Baphomet. I'm telling you. Bisexuality, Baphomet. That's what it is. You literally have that Baphomet God being taught. That sons of God, daughters of men, that male-female androgyny. These superhero characters, these people, go back and listen to my series on androgyny, on the androgynous being. Because I talked about that stuff way back. Right? Androgyny, confusion. It's androgyny, it's confusion, it's to confuse people. I mean, you know it's getting weird when Superman's bisexual and Captain Kirk went to space. Man, that's weird, isn't it? But that's the lifestyle, right? That's what's going on in the world today. That's what's to distract us from reality. I'm not distracted. I'll just use it to preach the gospel. Right? I'll just use it to preach the gospel. Use what they're doing to take it back to the truth of the gospel, that the only way that this world is ever going to be saved, anyone in this world is ever going to be saved, is by the gospel of Jesus Christ. Men have to repent and put their faith and trust and stop playing with fantasy fairy tale land. Full-grown adults running around dressed like a bunch of cartoon characters. Here comes Halloween, right? They're all going to be running around with Halloween parties dressed like little cartoon characters. Right? Dress like them, walking like them, talking like them, idolizing them. It's the world we live in today, friend. It's where we're at. People need to hear the truth. They've been bringing people. They get you to interested in a character. They get people interested in this character. They bring them along for years, and they slowly slip in more wickedness. Slowly slip it in. So then the exception is slowly. They slowly slip it in. That's how subtle Satan is. Subtle. More subtle than any beast of the field. But he's very subtle. And that's what's happened with this. Subtly slipping in over generation after generation more things. Right? So Superman goes woke. Right? Superman goes woke now. I mean, now they got Superman fighting for immigration. They got Superman fighting, for a one world government and everything like that. Yep. Why? Well, that's the world we live in. That's who they are. That's the message to keep pounding to people. See, they deliver a message just like a preacher delivers a message. Right? The preacher delivers a message. He delivers the gospel. The Christian delivers the message. The Christian takes his Bible and delivers a message. Right? His life is a message. They preach just as much as I do. Except I preach the gospel. What do they preach? Well, they preach the gospel of the beast. They preach evolution. They preach evolving. The evolution of the beast. Superman is nothing more than evolution. And that's what they preach. That's what they're doing. They're teaching you that man can become a god. Same old Genesis 3. Same old thing as Eve. Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, ye shall be as gods. They are the gods. Paul, when he was on Mars Hill, Paul dealt with the gods of Mars Hill. Same thing we're dealing with. Right? Dealing with the gods. Multiple gods that they serve. It's the world we live in. But they preach, and see, they get their message out online and they're not censored. They get their message on television and they're not censored. They get their message on YouTube and Facebook and everywhere else and they're not censored. But the Bible, they censor. The Man of Steel, they won't censor. He can do whatever they want, whatever he wants. But when you preach Christ and him crucified, there's a sword, the Bible says, and it cuts sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing and dividing asunder of soul and spirit. Okay, so Jay Corey, I never said that we live on a spinning ball. I am a geocentrist, and I believe that the earth does not move. However, I do not believe in a flat earth. And that's all I'm really going to say about that, because this video is not about a debate between the earth being flat or not. It has nothing to do with that. I've explained my position about geocentricity and the flat earth and any of those other things. I've already explained those in other videos. You can go watch them. That's my position. I've made it very clear. But I'm not here to argue about that. I have no desire to argue about the flat earth, nor to be swayed away from what I'm talking about. Anyway, so the point is, these are their gods that they've made in their own image, after their own likeness. This is the god of their making. The Man of Steel is the god of their making. Right? It's what they've developed, they've made in their own image after their own likeness, which is what Romans or Revelation chapter 13 talks about. They'll make a god, make it after the likeness and the image, right? And they're gonna make it. They're gonna create it. And then Satan's gonna give power. He's gonna give life unto the image of the beast. That's coming. That transhumanism is coming. Man of Steel, iron mixed with clay, right? We're headed for transhumanism. We're headed for that next phase of their evolutionary deception. Right? That's their deception. It's exactly what it is. That's the God that they want, and they're going to get it too. And they're going to get everything they want, because if you study that word causeth, he's just going to offer them everything. This is that Antichrist. See, that man of sin, Man of Steel, is a picture of the Antichrist. That's who it is. Opposite of Jesus. Complete opposite of who Jesus is. With all power and signs and lying wonders. Right? And to make him bisexual and to do that, that's because of their God. That's who they serve. They have to push their agenda. That's their agenda that they're pushing. It's exactly what they're doing. That's their God. It shows you who they serve. Satan doesn't care what image you make up of him and what you worship. You can worship yourself. As long as you don't worship the God of the Bible in spirit and in truth, as long as you don't worship Jesus Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, as long as you don't serve the Lord Jesus Christ, you could serve any other God you want to. You could serve multiple gods. You can create a God in your image. You can do whatever you want like that. But as long as you don't worship Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, God manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit. Amen. That God. He doesn't want you to serve that God. And he doesn't want you to follow this book. This book. That King James Bible. He doesn't want you to follow that. You can follow a bunch of multiple versions. You can follow a bunch of those that lead, that call Jesus Christ the capstone. Somebody asked me a question. What do you think about ministries who use superheroes and comic books in their ministry? I think it's wrong. I think it's sinful. I think it's not necessary. And I think it's foolishness. And the Bible says to use the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. 1 Corinthians. Right? He says to use the foolishness. He said God uses the foolishness of preaching. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men. I know a ministry, he says, who uses the Punisher logo as part of their logo. Well, that's unfortunate. I don't call that a ministry. I call that a mockery. And they need to grow up. Amen. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Of course it's buffering. Right? So the Apostle Paul is giving the truth of why he came. The pastor calls himself God's avenger. Well, he needs to grow up and put away childish things. Sadly. There's not a bit of Bible for that. To do that. To use superheroes in comic books and all that kind of stuff like that. The way that they're using it in a sinful way. I think. But anyway. So, a lot to think about, huh? Go listen to those sermons. Number one, I would say go listen to sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley. Go there. By the way, go on our website, oldpathsbaptistchurch.org. Oldpathsbaptistchurch.org. Go to our website, and when we are live, you can watch live on our website. We will be live again, Lord willing, Friday, possibly at noon, maybe 11. I'm not sure. It might be noon. I just don't know yet. Could be noon. Okay? Could be noon. So go there and, but anyway, if not, you can go to sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley, get the latest in the COVID series, COVID-19 series. Okay, COVID-19 series, you can go there and you can listen to that. You can listen to all of our latest sermons there, and I put them on YouTube when I can also as well. Let's see. And I might be actually Friday, I may be broadcasting live on YouTube. I just don't know yet. If I go back with my series on Mark 8, okay? If you go back and listen to my series on Mark 8, then, you know, you can figure that out. Cindy Nelson, hope you're doing well. Mark chapter 8, in that series, I started that last week. I may preach that again. Okay? Not that sermon, but another one after it. Another broadcast after that, that I was going to follow up with on being Christ's disciple. Tonight, live on Sermon Audio tonight at 7:40, I would say 7:40 p.m. Central Time. I will be live, and I will be preaching on integrity. The one thing that Satan wants to steal from you as a Christian is your integrity. I'm going to preach on that tonight, integrity. Okay? So, I'll be preaching. That'll be live tonight on sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley. You can go to our website and watch it live too as well. If you click on the live button, okay, you can watch it live there. Stop. Jay Corey just said the flat earth is Jesus. My friend, that has got to be the most demented comment I have ever heard in my life. That's like saying Jesus is an orange. Do you understand how absolutely stupid you just sounded? That is ignorant, and it makes me think you have devils in you the size of Kentucky. That is a dumb comment, and you better repent of that comment. Because saying that Jesus Christ is the flat earth is not the gospel. How on earth can you be so out there demented to believe that? The only thing I can think of is that you have devils. I'm sorry, but I don't know what else to think. There you go. That is nonsense, is what it is. Absolute nonsense. Anyway, so you can go there and listen. You can listen live there tonight if you'd like to. Okay. And if you want to know why I don't follow crazy conspiracies like the flat earth and fall into them and fall off the flat earth, if you want to know why, go listen to my sermon on called Geocentricity, the answer to the flat earth myth. Okay? Go listen to that. Please. So you don't end up as insane as Corey. Like absolutely psychotic, nutville, taken by devils. Oh my goodness, he might end up in an insane asylum, J. Corey. You want to talk about an absolute distraction of the faith, and I'm done, so he ain't distracting me. But if you want to feel froggy, I'll let you leap. I'll be right here with you. And I'll just tell you flat out, that is the most nuttiest thing. You prove why nobody believes a flat earth except a handful of people. Because you just said the flat earth is Jesus Christ. Do you understand that? That's what you said. I'm not divided. I'm just fine right where I'm at. There's over 220 scriptures in the Bible that talk about a geocentric earth. But I got something for you, J. Corey. Why don't you wake up, you evil preacher? Okay. Hey, J. Corey, here's something for you. Why don't you go get a channel and see if five people will listen to you? Maybe five people will listen to you. But don't come on here and try to get people to listen to you. Because nobody here cares what you're saying. I want the record to show that I love outing these people. I love it. You don't understand. Now I'm having fun. Like, you got to understand, like, now I'm having fun. Like, now this is fun. Because now I get to show everybody why your theory is completely insane. You just said I was evil for telling people that Jesus Christ is not the flat earth like you said Jesus Christ was. You called Jesus Christ the flat earth. No, I'm pretty grown. Trust me, Corey. I'm pretty grown. I don't follow fairy tales, and I know who Jesus Christ is. Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jesus is the coming King. Jesus is the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, forever. Jesus Christ is my Lord and my God. Jesus Christ, I know who Jesus Christ is. He's my God. So you're not going to tell me that Jesus Christ is some flat piece of ground. That's what you said. Now repent of it or go away. Just go away. But that's what you said. And I want everybody to know that's what you said. I love the fact that you came on here and exposed yourself. I love it. Wait, I'm a narcissist because you said Jesus Christ is the flat earth? Oh no, Corey. Let's stick to the facts, Corey. Let's stick to the facts. I know who Jesus is, and you said Jesus is the flat earth. Let me tell you who Jesus is. Jesus is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Yeah, listen to me. I'm preaching Jesus is God. Wow, I don't feel messed up preaching that. In fact, I feel like shouting hallelujah. You're just getting me excited because I'm preaching who Jesus is. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of, as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. That's Jesus. I'm preaching to you who Jesus is. Why would that make you mad, Corey? Corey, why would you be mad because I'm preaching who Jesus is? Why don't you like talking about Jesus? There are not 220 scriptures, Corey. There are not 220 scriptures, Corey, that say that Jesus is the flat earth. Prove one that says Jesus is the flat earth. The Bible never says that Jesus is the flat earth. Ever, anywhere, Corey. Jesus is all those things that I said that he was just now. And you're mad because I'm preaching who Jesus is. That means you don't know the gospel and you don't have Jesus. You have another Jesus. You have another gospel. Mm-hmm. You got another gospel. If any man preach any other gospel, let's go to Galatians chapter 1. Watch him get mad further. Watch him get mad. Watch him get mad. Let's see. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. There you go. There you go. So, nothing like the Bible to make the devils mad. Anyway. One thing I've noticed about flat earthers, about what's that other goofy, the no-eyed laws, and what's the other one? What's the other group of nutballs? What's the one theory that says that, like, I don't know, like they changed Teddy Ruxpin and went back? Oh yeah, the Mandela effect. Yeah, the Mandela effect. That's another one. That's another no-eyed conspiracy, like, right? The Mandela effect. Right? A bunch of nonsense. Anyway, so you got a bonus here. I was ready to get off, but since that guy decided to come on and attack the gospel, I figured I'd defend the gospel. Good thing I don't follow the Torah. I follow the Old Testament and the New Testament scriptures. That's what I follow. You can call it anything you can call it whatever you want to, but I follow this King James Bible. I speak English. And this is my final authority for all things. This book right here. Not Greek and Hebrew, not any other language, not the originals, not I'm lost. Okay, J. Corey says I'm lost. Because I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. That I believe that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Corey said it's hard to listen to this crap, unquote. That's what Corey's going to pray for me because I'm preaching the gospel. Do you get that? Do you get how poor Corey is possessed by devils? If you did, you would see the truth. You would see that the flat earth unlocks the mysteries of the universe. It will unlock them. You must know the mysteries by the flat earth. You must. It is your destiny. It's so absolutely insanely ridiculous. This book
has solved all the mysteries. They are solved by this King James Bible. Jesus Christ is the answer to all things. Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'm not teaching anything false. All I've done is preach Jesus. All I've done is preach Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And if that's heresy, then I stand on Jesus. And I'm going to go to God and I'm going to say, God, I love you in Jesus' name. And that's why I'm here. There you go, friend. My never dying soul is staked on this book and on who Jesus is. And that's narcissism because I trust in the living God. I think it's, by the way, it's kind of raining outside. That's why I'm still on here, because if I can preach some gospel to a heathen out there that's devil possessed, a false religionist, I'll certainly do that while I have time. And 47 people are listening. Why not? And Jay Corey, I hope you realize it's probably not your real name, because most of you aren't man enough to put your real name on there. Most of you will never put your real name on there. Okay? Most of you never will. However, most of you, no one knows who you are. You can hide and you can continue to play in your mom's basement and act like you're a superhero from your mom's basement and you're done to duns. And I get it, because that's what you guys do, but whatever. Anyway, that's how you roll. Anyway, but if I have the opportunity to rant a little bit about the gospel, I'll do that. If I have an opportunity to rant about a foolish person like Corey, who's nothing but a troll anyway, which is really sad. The thing that Satan likes to use is people like, and I like having this opportunity to out Corey, because people like Jay Corey, there's a lot of people out there like him. And they're confused, they're demented, they're consumed with side hustles of conspiracy. They've left the simplicity of the gospel. They're confused people. Now, most people would say, Pastor, why don't you just let it go and just stop? Why don't you just stop? Why can't you just be like all those normal preachers out there that won't do it? Well, because I'm not like them. I'm really not. I'm also a street preacher. So I'll just keep going. Like, I'll just keep preaching, because, I mean, that's what we do. No, I'm done with Superman. I finished that the first 30 minutes. If you want more on Superman, you can listen. I'm a Christian that worked for NASA for 25 years. Of course this isn't my real name. Of course it isn't, because I'm a secret agent man. That's who I am. I'm a secret man. I worked secretly for NASA for 25 years. That's who I am. I'm a secret man. You may not know my identity. Of course it's not my identity, because NASA's out to kill me because I'm unlocking the secrets of the universe, and NASA secretly is really where the seat of Satan is. That's really where it is. Do you understand how easy it is to absolutely dissect this foolish nonsense? And that's why I'm continuing on. Because these are the people that fill the internet up. These are the guys that do. These are why people don't listen to any sound doctrine at all. They fill their day up with absolute nonsense. Like NASA's a big lie. Who cares? Who cares about NASA? Why do I care? I don't even care about NASA. Why would I care? Why would I care about NASA at all? Like, what? How does NASA affect my day? You call yourself a Christian and you don't care about NASA? Yeah, Jay Corey, I don't care about NASA. In fact, I have a NASA t-shirt. And I used to drink Tang.
Man, this is more fun than I thought it was going to be. Anyway, I really should get back to some work. Oh, I just made another enemy. There's going to be another I Hate Cooley video coming. Come on, man. You got to have fun, right? Oh, more fun than a barrel of monkeys. More fun than NASA. Way more fun than NASA. You like NASA? Not really. I don't even care about NASA. I don't know why anybody cares about NASA. I mean, it's like, means nothing. However, what does mean something is your never dying soul. That does. Because you're going to stand before God, you're going to answer for your soul. You're going to answer to God for what you do. And Corey, in all seriousness, you saying that Jesus Christ is the flat earth is absolutely ridiculous. And you really do need to repent of that. You just hated on pure Bible preaching about who Jesus is and said that that was narcissistic. I mean, that means you got issues. It's called balance, Corey. Whatever may or may not be true about NASA, it shouldn't be consuming your whole day or your activities or your speech about the Bible or about anything else. Your whole day is consumed by what NASA's saying the earth is flat or the earth is round or moves or whatever. It's ridiculous. It's nonsense. Why would that be more important than the gospel? And how come you can't be balanced? I mean, I already stated my position. I told you what it was. Right? Yeah, you know me from an internet video. I get a kick out of it. You know what? I've had people around me for 4 years. My poor wife and kids. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not the one living in NASA land. Anyway, you don't know anything about my family, and you never will. And I really don't care what you think. You should. I appreciate that. If you prayed to the God of the Bible, I would be happy that you prayed for my family. But I don't believe you pray for the God to the God of the Bible. I believe you pray to another God that is a flat earth, that's not the God of the Bible. And then go the ad hominem attacks about my wife and family. What a joke. That just shows you how demonic these people are. By the way, I want you to notice the spirit. Now watch this. What did he come to attack when I started talking about androgyny? I started talking about bisexual. I started talking about Superman and all those other things. And what happened? Sexual sins and all that. What this guy comes out of nowhere. You think that's an accident? No, it's a spirit. You got it? It's a spirit. That's a spirit of distraction. But I was already done, so he didn't distract me. I was already finished. But the point is that that's what he was trying to do. That's what the spirit that was behind it. That they do the same thing when I talk about charismatics. When I come out and talk about charismatics, in come the fowls of the air. They fly in and they want to fight. And that's what that guy wanted to do. I did nothing to that guy. But he kept trying to evangelize, right? And then you have another heretic on here. Who knows if it's a woman or not? And what is she saying? She's saying that Jesus is not God. Do you understand? Now, why are they here? Why are they on this video? I'm glad we're still going. Because with all the fun I have and all that other stuff, I'm just curious. Why do you think she's on this video? Why did she come on here? Because they're mad. Their little tiki god, Satan, got kicked over and they're mad about it. This lady's saying that Jesus Christ is not God now. Right? Do you see that? No, the devil sent you here, lady. And I use that loosely. The devil sent you here. That's why you're here. I know you don't realize why you're here. I know that. I know you don't realize why you're here. I know why you're here, though. Because you're not the first one. You're not the first one to come on here and to do this to me. So, it's not new, you have to understand. Like, none of this is new for us. This is all par for the course. We all expect this. We expect Antichrist people to come, especially when you talk about these things. For whatever reason it is, it hits their buttons so bad. I don't know why, but it does. Right? I know who sent them. And I don't mind telling them who sent them too, because I know who it is. And if you're Jewish, you need to be saved by the grace of God. You need to turn to your Messiah found in Isaiah chapter 53, since you know the Old Testament better than me. Turn to Isaiah chapter 53 and see the biography of your Messiah, your Lord and your Savior, God manifest in the flesh. Go to Isaiah 53 and look there. It's the biography of Christ. It's the biography of who Christ is. Amen. Understand that. If you deny the Father, if you deny the Son, you deny the Father. Plain and simple. That's how it works. That's the Bible. That's the truth of the scriptures. The Bible says, great is the mystery of godliness, for God was manifest in the flesh. Amen. Manifest in the flesh. That's the God that we serve. And if you understood that, if you knew the Bible, if you knew the truths of the scriptures, then you wouldn't reject that. You would embrace Christ as your Lord and Savior. And you'd be saved by the grace of God. Like I said, read Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53 will give you the answers to who Jesus Christ is. Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Jesus Christ is King of kings and Lord of lords. Jesus Christ is the Messiah. He is the servant of the Lord. He is the one that came a ransom. By the way, in your Old Testament, it says very plainly who Jesus Christ is when it says, let us make man in our image after our own likeness. The Old Testament, there's many, many chapters. Isaiah 53 is one of them. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken, and he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. And he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. It's Isaiah chapter 53. That's the gospel right there. That's the gospel. That's who Jesus is in the Old Testament. He is the branch that would come. Amen. He is the branch. This chapter, Isaiah 53, what is it preaching? It's preaching the atonement of Christ, the legal atonement for Christ, of Christ, the atonement that Christ made for us on Calvary. Excuse me, that's a better way to put it. The legal atonement that Christ made for us on Calvary. Do you understand that? Over and over again, being satisfied. The Messiah has already come. And you rejected him, but he will come again. He will come a second time. Like John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. If you believe not that I am he, you shall all likewise perish." That's what Jesus said. No, the Messiah comes twice. You can't see it because your right eye is out. You only see the law, but you can't obey the law. And you never have obeyed God's law. You never have obeyed God's law. You've disobeyed God's law, and you're a transgressor of God's law. And you're guilty, and you're dead in trespasses and sins. And the law has condemned you because you haven't loved the Lord God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul. And with all your strength, you are guilty. You have not done that. You are guilty of not doing that. And you cannot do that in your own flesh. You can't. It is impossible for you to do it. You need Jesus Christ, who came and died on an old rugged cross for your sins. And he was buried and he rose again the third day. You need that same Jesus to save your soul. He died for your sins. And he was buried and he rose again from the dead, that in him you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. The Bible says he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even them that believe on his name. That's the Jesus we serve. That's the Son of God. Psalm 23 talks about the Lord as our shepherd. Psalm 22, when you go to Psalm 22, it talks about the sufferings of Christ on the cross. If you cross-reference that with the New Testament, here's what you find. Psalm 22, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? This is Christ on the cross, went through this, as well as David prophesying of this time. Oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not. In the night season am I not silent. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee and were not confounded. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised of the people. That was Christ who became that worm for you. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip. They shake the head saying, he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. They said the same thing to Jesus Christ on the cross. Same exact words were said to Christ. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. That's talking about the incarnation of Christ when he was incarnated into this world. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help me. Help, many bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me around. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water. My bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. That's Jesus on the cross. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws. Remember he said, I thirst? That's it. And thou hast brought me into the dust of death, for dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. Jesus made a show of them openly before the devils on the cross. He made a show of them openly, the Bible says. This is the same thing it's talking about. I may tell all my bones, they look and stare at me. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. Down at the cross when Jesus was being crucified, they took his garments and they parted them and cast lots with them. That's exactly what they did. Fulfillment of prophecy right there. Let's see. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorn. The lion's mouth, Satan, who was gaping upon him, who was right there at the time that Jesus was being crucified. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. That's what Jesus did. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him, all ye seed of Jacob. Glorify him and fear him, all ye the seed of Israel. That's you, lady. You're supposed to do that. If you're a Jew, you're supposed to do that. For he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him. But when he cried unto him, he heard him. That's you. That's you, my Jewish friend. That's you. And then Psalm 23 is the Lord is my shepherd. That's Jesus Christ. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. That's Jesus. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, what does that mean? If you cross-reference this, Psalm 23, with John 10, who is Jesus? He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Jesus is the great shepherd. John chapter 10. Man, you're getting a Bible study. This is a bonus here. You're getting extra here. I was planning on being off. Now I've been on over an hour. See what happens when flat earthers do that? Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth them forth, his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable Jesus spake unto them, and they understood not what things they were that he spake unto them. Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. This is the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Jesus said that. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, how long dost thou make us doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. And then maybe, lady, you're one of these Jews. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of these works do you stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, "For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou being a man makest thyself God." They knew he was claiming to be God. And he is the great shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said ye are gods'? If he called them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scriptures cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, 'Thou blasphemest, because I said I am the Son of God'?" Bam! Right there. "If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him." Therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand. There you go. Right there. That's all the gospel, lady, that I can give you from the Old Testament right now. I could give you more. I can start with Genesis chapter 3. Oh, actually, Genesis chapter 1. "Let us make man in our own image, after our own likeness." And I don't hate you. I love you. I want to see you get saved by the grace of God. I don't hate that flat earth guy either, but I sure ain't going to let him talk down about Jesus Christ either. I will preach the word of the living God. Amen. Well, God bless y'all. Listen, you come back, lady. You're welcome to come back. Just don't be calling Jesus Christ names or anything like that. Be respectful. If you're learning, hey, you can listen. You can listen. You can discuss. I'm not mad at you. I ain't mad at the flat earth guy. He just don't want to stop. And when he's going to say that Jesus, from his standpoint, claiming to be a Christian and saying that Jesus is the flat earth, right? I know, that's why I said that to you. You're welcome to come back anytime. You come back and talk. I'd love to talk to you. Absolutely. I'm not mad at you at all. All right? But I will be passionate about who Jesus is. Absolutely. All right, listen, if you want to pray for us, please do. We need it. We're going out this weekend to some events and preach the gospel. We will be going out the next 3 weekends to preach the gospel. Please pray for us. Number two, support our ministry. We're not going to get anywhere on YouTube. They keep cutting us off, lowering our subscribers, raising them sometimes, lowering them again, all this kind of stuff. It just ain't going to happen anyway. So if you could support the ministry, pray for us. Or if you want to give to our ministry, you can PayPal us at salvationpreacher@gmail.com. Or you can PayPal us at pastorcooley@icloud.com. Or you can go to sermonaudio.com/pastorcooley. Scroll down the page and look for our address to mail us something if you'd like to mail something. Don't mail it in the church's name. Why is that? Are you trying to make a bunch of money? No. I pay taxes on everything that comes to me, believe it or not, even though I don't have to. What's the point? We're not a corporation. There is no Old Paths Baptist Church Incorporated. We are not a corporation. We are not a 501c3 government entity. We are not a legal entity. So, you make it out to people. We give money to people, all right? If you want to support the ministry for the gospel's sake, you want to support what we do, then you send it and it'll go wherever the Lord leads, whatever the needs are. Okay? But anyway, God bless you all. But if you don't want to give anything, that's okay too. Just keep listening. We want you. And I appreciate, by the way, all of you that have given to our ministry and prayed for us, number one. And number two, thank you for giving to our ministry as well. We appreciate it. We're blessed by it. Thank you. We got a lot of work to do. Thousands of tracts to go out this month. Lots of Halloween events to preach outside of. Lots of stuff to do. Stay in touch with us. You'll hear from us soon, Lord willing. God bless you all. Have a good night. Don't miss tonight, 7:45 Central Time, sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley. You can listen to our sermon or you can watch the replay.